AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. As he launches a new trade deal in the Indo-Pacific, President Biden is warning Americans about continuing economic problems at home. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president acknowledges the economy does have issues.
We have problems that the rest of the world has, but less consequential than the rest of the world has.
But it will still take time for Americans to feel relief from decades-high inflation.
This is going to be a haul.
Still, he says a U.S. recession is not inevitable, pointing to strong economic indicators while announcing a new trade framework with a dozen Indo-Pacific nations, who along with America represent 40% of the world gross domestic product. It's aimed at stabilizing global commerce and supply chains, though it's still unclear just how the pact will help American workers and businesses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street following 7 weeks of declines. Pfizer says three small doses of its coronavirus vaccine protect kids under five. The company released preliminary results and will give the data to regulators later this week, another step toward letting the littlest kids get the shots. At Johnny Depp's libel trial in Virginia against ex-wife Amber Heard, psychiatrist Dr. David Spiegel testified about what Depp has been using and abusing.
Alcohol. We are talking about amphetamines. We are talking about marijuana. We are talking about cocaine. We are talking about LSD. We are talking about ecstasy. We are talking about opiates. We are talking about prescription benzodiazepines.
Depp is suing Heard after she wrote an op-ed describing herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. A veteran Russian diplomat at the UN office in Geneva says he handed in his resignation before sending out a scathing letter to foreign colleagues mentioning the aggressive war unleashed by President Vladimir Putin in Ukraine. This is AP News. Various events took place in Manchester, England, to mark the five-year anniversary of the bombing at the Manchester Arena. The 2017 suicide bombing killed 22 people, including six children, as they were leaving an Ariana Grande concert.
It's not 5 years to me. It's like it happened yesterday.
Sharon Goodman's granddaughter was one of the 22 killed.
Still very raw, still very fresh in my mind. You know, I still hear her sort of coming in the door going, Granny, you know what she used to do on a Friday night when she came. Extremely difficult.
There was a minute of silence at the local train station. Bells at Manchester Cathedral tolled to mark the moment of the blast. Freya Lewis survived the explosion. Her friend did not.
Your body just never expects to go through that amount of trauma, and especially 29 separate injuries. I really covered head to toe.
Manchester's mayor says they owe it to the families to face up to what's happened and to acknowledge where things could have been done better. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.